مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to wake up another morning with Iman, and Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to read our Fajr Salah and to be amongst those who are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. We hope, inshallah, in this time that we have, we can learn a little bit of our deen and how we can correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala and get closer to Allah Ta'ala, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, as we know, we are in the blessed month of Sha'ban, in the blessed month of Sha'ban. And everyone is eagerly anticipating and waiting for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Now, this month of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us, and many of us are utilizing it to prepare for the blessed month of Ramadan. Just like any race, just like any event, well in advance preparation is done so that maximum benefit can be attained from it. So likewise in Ramadan, I mean in Sha'ban, we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many actions he has encouraged. And we see the Salaf al-Salihin, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, many things they have done in preparation for Ramadan. If you look at the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were no months in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted more than the month of Sha'ban. In preparation for Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eagerly anticipate this blessed month of Ramadan. And other stuff, other things, other actions which we can do to prepare ourselves for Ramadan, to get us warmed up, to get that appetite prepared. Then we see people are involved in dua, people are involved in istighfar, you know, Laylatul Bara is coming soon, inshallah, and istighfar, the blessedness of that night of istighfar. And one aspect which, inshallah, we will concentrate on today, how we can prepare for Ramadan, is the Quran Majid, the Quran Sharif. That from now, how we can get accustomed, how we can get used to reading the Quran in abundance. So that when Ramadan comes, we are already in that mode, we are already in that mindset, and our bodies are used to reading the Quran already. Alhamdulillah, it should be noted that throughout the year we should be in this mode. Throughout the year, we should have a routine, a time dedicated in the day where I recite my Quran, a certain portion of the Quran, a certain amount of Quran, every day without fail, where my connection with Quran is being kept. However, Allah Ta'ala gives us these chances where if we might have become lazy, if we might have slipped up and not realized, then now is our time to wake up. That before our Ramadan comes, inshallah, Allah grants us the ability to see it, inshallah, and benefit from it. Then let us see how we can attain it to the maximum reward. So the Quran Sharif, this is something which unfortunately today is lacking in the Ummah. If we go back 10 years, not even so long, 5 years, 7 years, we go back, then the contrast of the importance given to the Quran back then compared to now is worlds apart, worlds apart. Before, the homes used to be buzzing every morning after Fajr with Yasin Sharif being recited, with the du'as, the morning wazifas being recited, our grandparents, our parents, we would sit to them as children and we learn and see their habits. And we'll read like how they'll read also. And this habit stuck with us. But unfortunately, as time went, then we became busy in our lives. And this deprived our children of realizing this beautiful habit, this beautiful routine of life, that we start off every morning with the Quran in our hand, looking at the Quran, reciting from the Quran, getting the barakah of Quran. So it's our responsibility that if we want this quality of the Quran to remain in the Ummah and the generations to come, then we have to bring it back into our lives so that those around us can learn, those can watch, those can implement in their lives also, especially our children, especially our children. Now, what is the underlying cause? What is the reason for the Quran slipping away from us? One is, if you look at the example, when something is valued, when the worth, the power, the effect of something is known, then people will give it the worthiness that it deserves. And people will give it the due respect that it deserves. But the moment that is absent from a person's mind, then that worth of it is no longer seen as well. Then the attention to utilize it is gone as well. Now the Quran Majid, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in our country of South Africa. So many makatib, so many darul ulum, so many masajid, all filled with the Quran Majid. And when something becomes common, then we tend to overlook it. We tend to overlook the true worth of it. If you have an employee in your shop, and there are many employees, but that one employee does so much for the business, but because he is among so many others, you don't realize it worth. The day he is absent, or the day he leaves, then you want to know why this is not done, why that is not done, what's happening. And then you realize this one person was taking care of so many things. So many things he was doing. In our lives, similarly, the Quran, the effect the Quran has, the power the Quran has in our life, we will only realize it when our eyes close. We'll only realize it the moment when now we want to know what's missing in my life. There's something absent. There's some void in my life that needs to be filled. There's a power in my life that I'm missing. And if you go back and you think, when last did I open Quran? When last did I read Quran? One is we read our Yasin every morning. Maybe by heart we are reading it. We read our Tabarak every night. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, very, very good and excellent that is. But when last did I connect with the Quran? When last did I find this belonging with the Quran, that this is my peace? This is my time of de-stressing. It is when I am reading the Kalam of my Allah, where the Barakah, the Noor, the Anwara of the Quran is entering my heart. When last did I actually sit with the Quran and contemplate just me and the Quran? What is my Allah Ta'ala telling me? This will become a reality when we realize what is the true value of the Quran. For this year, so many ahadith, so many Quran ayats have been mentioned. But we will just use one famous, common, well-versed, well-read part of the Quran, which very often in Quran, in Salah we hear it. And that is, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Allah Ta'ala says, just ponder over this one point. What an example Allah has given regarding the Quran. Had we revealed it upon the mountain, Allah utilizes the mountain. First, Allah utilizes the mountain. That is one point of discussion. Had we revealed it upon the mountain, you would have seen it crumble out of the fear, out of the tremendous awe of the Quran, it will have crumbled. It will become a thunder. And Allah Ta'ala says, these are the parables that we give so mankind will ponder, mankind may think. Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran unto the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, into the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a power, what a heart this was of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it took the Quran that would have made the mountain crumble. And this very Quran now is entering into yours, minds, and all the believers' hearts. What power Allah has placed in our hearts to be recipients of this great kalam of Allah Ta'ala. That in itself should denote the power of Quran. Now Allah Ta'ala gives the example of a mountain, that the mountain will crumble, that the Quran is more firmer than a mountain, more stronger than the mountain, more powerful than that mountain. If we look at them trying to break through, trying to tunnel through a mountain, what machinery is used, what explosives is used, they have to break the mountain, they have to destroy the mountain. There only they can go through it. And how long it takes, blasting notices are given. Why? Dangerous, it is destructive. Like in our life now, if the Quran comes into our lives, it's as though something, it is something stronger than a mountain that is in our lives now. Something more firm than a mountain, something immovable. Normally you say a mountain is immovable. The Quran comes into our life, it enters into our heart. Now, anything we face in our life, it could be nothing compared to the power of the Quran. That immovability of that mountain, any problems come in our life, any difficulty comes in our life, that Quran, the strength of the Quran, the power of the Quran, it won't shake us. That difficulty won't shake us. It won't put us off track. It won't affect our iman. It won't affect our connection with Allah. Because the Quran we are reading, we are accustomed to the Quran, we have drawn to the Quran, and that power now is in our life. When we realize this here, that what power the Quran has, now we will see, how can I not be connected to the Quran? I need this power. I need this might in my life. I need this, what my Allah is telling me. And this is a letter, if you want to say. This is a book that Allah has sent to you and I. This is a living miracle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we ask for miracles. We ask for Allah's signs. The signs have been in front of us. It has been on our shelves the whole year. It has been in our book, in our cupboard the whole year. But we haven't taken it out to look. We haven't taken it out to see why. Because we never realize what value we have on that shelf. We never realize what value we have in the cupboard. That open it and start reading. And one is reading the Quran in itself is so meritorious. So much of reward has been promised by Allah Ta'ala. One letter, 10 rewards. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I do not say alif, lam, meem is 10 rewards. But rather, alif is what, 10. Lam is 10. Meem is 10. How much of rewards we are getting by reading one page of Quran a day? How much of rewards? So, because we haven't realized this here, that is why we haven't taken to it. So one is reading the Quran itself. It will have the effect. Like a person goes to the hospital, and he needs the drips. He does not know what is in the drips. He does not ask the doctor what medicine is here, what is it containing. He just says, put the drips. Without even knowing what is happening, but the drip is going in him slowly, slowly, one drop at a time. And sooner or later, inshallah, Allah will, you see that person becomes healthy again. And the drip did what it needed to do. You never know what it was doing. But he did what he needed to do. Quran Majid is like that drip in our life. Every day we need that drip of Quran in our life. That it's going to help us in every facet of our life. Whether it's our business, whether it's our social, whether it's marital, whether it's our spiritual. Every aspect of our life, the Quran is there doing something for us that we cannot understand. Working the miracle of the Quran that we cannot understand. But all that is happening and going right in our life. And we think to ourselves, the day I do not read Quran, why is my day so miserable? Why is my day so sad? Because we not have that nur, that barakah of Quran in our life. So one is understanding the power of Quran, right? Understanding that I need to attach myself to Quran. And secondly, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding the message Allah has sent us. For this year, we go to the ulama. For this, we open up the trusted tafsir Ibn Kathir, tafsir Uthmani, Anwar al-Quran, the various trusted tafsir of Quran from the ulama. And we can try and understand the message Allah Ta'ala has given us. Because it is this Quran that during this war in Gaza that is happening, that non-Muslims are flocking to Islam via Quran. Via Quran. Once a non-Muslim made a statement and they said that you Muslims have done the greatest injustice to yourself with your own Quran. And this was something astonishing. And when asked to explain what he is saying, he said, you have got the book of guidance, the book of every answer, but you do not understand it. But you do not understand it. You are reading it, but you do not understand it. So one is you said that reading the Quran got its effects. But now when we understand the meaning, the message, what Allah is telling me, our whole life will see a new turn comes. So the people in Gaza, when they were experiencing this war, the non-Muslims, especially in the Western countries, they wanted to know what is keeping these people so firm to their houses, so firm to their land. And when it was told to them that it is the Quran, the Quran, the Quran, nothing but the Quran, that they find solace in the Quran, you see them reading the Quran and they destroy buildings. They wanted to know what this Quran is. And they opened a translation. Remember, a translation will never have the effect of the original Arabic of Quran. And it is a ruling amongst the Mufassirin that whenever a translation of Quran is done, it must be done with the Arabic text as well. This is one of the means, one of the ways in which the preservation of Quran is being kept. That the Arabic, the original text, is always accompanied. Because translation, various people can translate in various words. But the Arabic will always be there and will always remain the same. So when they opened up the Quran and started reading the translation and meaning of Quran, and they realized the power behind just the translation, many of them flocked to Islam because of Quran. You and I have grown up with Quran. How much of it have we understood? How much of it have we connected? Ramadan is coming. His month of Sha'ban is for us to connect with Quran. His month of Sha'ban is for us to start this journey with Quran so that when Ramadan comes, we can fly with Quran. We can move with the Quran. We can live with the Quran, that we do not feel tired. Otherwise, when we come, say, first Ramadan, which is generally the wrong mindset, I will start my khatam on the first day of Ramadan. For now, I don't want to start it because I don't want to have an incomplete khatam by the time of Ramadan. Start your khatam now. Start your recitation now. Continue it once Ramadan comes. And you'll see what a different effect it is. It doesn't mean, some people think, you know what, I have to start a new khatam on the first of Ramadan. No, that does not mean that. Whatever khatam you want, you will complete that. And then you will continue your new khatam when that one there complete. So let us start our recitation now. If we're going to wait for the first day or second day of Ramadan, we'll see for the first few days we'll be boosting. And then Quran is a power, we said. It is a power on its own. It's spiritual strength that is required for Quran. It is physical strength that is required for Quran. It is mental strength. So if you are just going to boost for a few days, you're going to run flat after that day. But if you train your body to get used to the power of Quran in these days coming to Ramadan, inshallah, throughout the whole of Ramadan, you'll see how where you started off with 10 paras, you won't just drop to one or half para, but you'll continue with the 10 paras a day, inshallah. So once he's understanding the power of Quran, by Ramadan is coming, how can I connect with my Quran? Second thing is, you see, in the world, many a times, we see degrees, we see certificates, we see promises, and we feel honored. I'm a doctorate in such and such, I got MBS in this, I got my master's, I'm a professor. And we see people with these titles and we feel, what a great person. And if someone gives us this title, we feel honored even. It's an accomplishment. But what about the words of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? My Nabi, your Nabi, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, who is known as Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the most trustworthy, the most truthful, who no lie has ever come on his mouth, no lie has ever come on his tongue. The promise he gave us for Quran, have we forgot that day? The glad tidings, the certificate he has given us for knowing the Quran, have we forgot what he has said? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the certificate, is giving us the title. The best of you, the best of you is he who learns and teaches the Quran. He who learns and teaches the Quran. It's not coming from no ordinary person this year. From the best of all of creation, from the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is giving us a title. The best of you is he who learns and teaches the Quran. What more do we want? But sometimes, unfortunately, our huffaz, they feel I'm a hafiz. That person is a doctor. That person is studying engineering. Sometimes, unfortunately, even our ulama, we feel that I'm going Darul Uloom, that person becoming a doctor. They can never be compared. They mentioned the person who is given Quran and he regards anything else as better. He has been ungrateful to Quran. He has been ungrateful to Quran. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving you the title as you who teaches, learns Quran. You are the best. You are the best. This is a certificate we need to put up in ourselves, that to realize the value of Quran, realize if I'm associated to Quran, I am the best. Not the worldly titles, not the worldly certificates, but what my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told me. And all of us can achieve this. Whether we are learning Quran now, still learning to read, no problem. There's no end to learning. And whether we want to teach Quran, we don't have to have a big maktab, big madrasa. We've got small children at home. Teach them to learn Alif Ba'ta. Teach them Surah Fatiha. This is teaching Quran. We've got workers, we've got helpers at home. Teach them the Quran. Teach them some part, some portion of Surah to read. We will be fulfilling this hadith and we'll get the certificate, this title, you are the best. And who told us this? Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And look at the beauty of Quran. Look at the beauty of Quran. Whatever is associated to Quran becomes the best. Whatever is associated, linked to Quran, becomes the best automatically. Why I'm saying this? Look at the examples. The Quran itself is the best of books. The Quran itself is the best of books. There's no other book better than the Quran, number one, right? The language revealed it in the Arabic. There is no better language than the Arabic language. The Quran was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the best of all creation, the best of all Anbiya alayhi salam. The Quran was revealed via Jibreel alayhi salam. He is the best of all the malaika. The Quran was revealed in Mecca, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara. These are the best of all cities. The Quran was revealed in Ramadan. This is the best of all months. The Quran was revealed on Laylatul Qadr. This is the best of all nights. The Quran was revealed in so many circumstances. Whatever was a link to Quran became the best. These are just few examples of what linked to Quran. We are the ummati of the Quran. We are the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the Quran was given. We are the best of ummats. We are the best of ummats. And if you want to become the best of everyone, you need to link yourself to Quran. This is the miracle of Quran. Whatever the Quran attaches itself to, whoever attaches itself to the Quran, you will become the best. There's no two ways about it. That is the effect of Quran. That is the miracle of Quran. If we want to become attached to Quran, automatically Allah will make us the best. Allah will make us the best. So with Ramadan coming, these are certain things which we should ponder upon to encourage us, to motivate us, to push us forward, to attach ourselves to Quran, to attach and to link ourselves with Quran. One aspect which we should concentrate on also is that we recite Quran correctly. We recite Quran correctly. Sometimes you speak to elderly people, old people, even youngsters, and they do not know the proper recitation of Quran. Maybe their tajweed is bad, maybe the pronunciation, the makharij is incorrect. And they say, I learned to read Quran like this. That does not mean if I learn to read Quran like this, that I have to leave it like this. If you say, I learned the wrong recipe to bake something, you don't say, I'm just going to bake it always the wrong recipe. You're going to go learn the correct recipe because you want that not to flop anymore. Likewise, Quran, why do we have the attitude that I never have the chance when I was smaller to learn, or I learned it in the wrong way, so I'm just leaving it as it now? No, there are so many opportunities, so many ulama around us, so many people we might know, and we can have at our comfort, our time frame, we can talk to them and they can make a plan. Let us try and perfect our recitation of Quran. If we never learn, we never get the chance when we were small, now alhamdulillah, we might get the chance. So let us see how we can do it. And if we learned it, but we never put full concentration to learn it correctly, then now is our chance to correct it. Because Quran is something that's supposed to be part and parcel of our life. And to read it correctly is very, very important. One wrong letter, one pronunciation incorrectly. Example in the Arabic language always given is the word qalb and kalb. If I'm saying qalb with a qaf, it's heart. If I'm saying kalb, it means dog. The whole meaning changes. So we don't realize that pronunciating one word, one letter incorrectly changes the whole meaning. So while we are encouraged to attach ourselves to Quran, to link ourselves to Quran, with Ramadan coming, preparation now is Sha'ban, this was known as the month of Quran. Sha'ban was known as the month of the Qurra. People who recite Quran in abundance. Why? They are getting warmed up. They are getting prepared for this blessed month of Ramadan that is coming. So how we also can follow in the same momentum. We are still in the beginning stage of Sha'ban. We haven't passed one third yet. So we still got time to link ourselves to Quran. If we want, from now, if we say from today, inshallah, I will read 2 paras a day if I'm fluent in Quran. Or I'll read 1 para a day at least. I will be getting used to getting into the motion and the momentum of Quran. So when the time comes, we are fully flying. We are fully flying. And very importantly, as we said, that to recite Quran properly. We have time for everything else. We have time to master this, to learn this, to see certain things. But the time for Quran, that we have to realize and we have to give it all. Especially the Huffaz, inshallah, that are going to be performing our Taraweeh Salah, those Huffaz in the Madaris, for them to realize what they are learning, to realize the honor that they are getting, to realize the power they are putting into their heart. It must not just become a routine. When something becomes a routine, then the worthiness of it is lost. Then the worth of it is lost. Why? Because now it is a routine, it's a habit, but I don't realize the reason I'm actually doing it. So Ramadan coming, inshallah, it's time to mend our relationship with Quran. If all these months we never open Quran, our children never even see us open the Quran in the house. Now if we open it, they might think, Abi, Ummi, what are you doing? What's this book? When we feel shy, we feel embarrassed. But we have to do it sooner or later. We have to break that trend. We need to teach our children Quran. Many a times people come and ask, Mawlana, my child got nazar, my child got this year, I think there's some jadu. First question ask them, is they reading salah? Then they ask, how much Quran a day are you reading? And there's no answer, no Quran. So we want to complain and we want to bring everything else. But if we have Quran in our life, it will ward out everything else. It will push off everything else. It will be our protection. That child, you want them to be protected, whether they're going to study, whether they're going to madrasa, whether they're going by their friend's house. Teach them Quran. Let them link themselves with Quran. And you'll see, you don't have to do anything else. They themselves will tell you, that I want to read Quran now. It's time for Quran. And children are children. Whatever we expose them to, whatever we tell them, that's what they're going to do. Otherwise, you'll see Quran will become restricted to an occasion. Someone dies, pull out the Quran, pull out the Yasin. You have someone's nikah, you have to make a Quran. Someone sick, you have to read Quran. No, Quran is not associated to any one time in our life. Quran will be part and parcel of every moment of our life. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq of making amal and realizing whatever has been said. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we connect to Quran, find the enjoyment in Quran, and the same enjoyment we'll see we find in Quran. Now when we read Quran in our salah, becomes even more enjoyable, even more level we reach closer to Allah Ta'ala that we never realized before. Just by realizing that the exact same Quran I am reading now was the exact same letter, exact same word revealed to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am reading exactly what he read. I am reading exactly what came down from Allah Ta'ala. What more beautiful connection can we have with Allah than this Quran that Allah has blessed us with, this miracle of Quran? May Allah Ta'ala bless us all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.